Tell us about where you got most of your songs and stories.
I got most of my songs and stories from my grandfather and his children, you know, his uncles and cousins and his wife, you know, my grandmother, however, and aunties and other old people that comes around us, you know. At the time, we would have peanut shelling and corn shucking and different things. They would have different songs that they would sing. And also in churches, they would, you know, sing different kind of a song for different things, such as we sang before, baptizing, to have that kind, and for marrying, to have that kind at the wedding, at least at the marriage. And then have all kinds of shouts when they're having a shout meeting. They call it a birthday. Sometimes they shout the same way as they would at the four-day meeting, and for Christmas, and watch nights, and so on like that. I mean, that's a different thing. They have quilting. They would have quilting, and they'll have all those shouts then too to pass the time away and to tell big stories, ask riddles. I got riddles, top of riddles, you know, and like that and so on. And in the schoolhouse too, I had a wonderful school teacher. He was a Christianity man. We would have prayer every morning before we have, you know, school, mm-hmm. and then have school songs, real church songs, you know, mm-hmm. in school, and teaching just like it should be done. He teaches things that we should know. And Fridays, we had concert every Friday in school. Mm-hmm. I see the children don't have it now. We have some kind of a play or some kind of a drill or, and see who can say a poem and different things, you know, mm-hmm. in school every Friday evening. So I see the children don't do it now. So much they don't do it.
And you learned a lot of poems, I guess.
I tried on a lot of poems in school and on a lot of, I learned them also. Different dialogue that I got some of the children here doing now, you know, mm-hmm. and funny little dialogue and funny little things, such as, and I heard seeing, you know, like John Billy and Marry Me, well, so much, and bought me a, well, that's a lot of things, bought me a turkey, and that's a lot of things that I learned in school. Some of, as I told you, some of them come to my memory, just as I do one, another will come along, yes. which different one did. So that's what this theater, I don't know, but it always have. I remember a song that they sang sometime, this. It pounded me, you know, when I was little. I'd be listening to what they're saying, and I could just, something in me just reveal what that song mean and how it would do. Such as when they used to sing about lay your head in the window, me moaning, you know, about, for the Lord to lay his head in the window. I didn't want to lay his head in the window. I worried about that so much to myself. And so,
why did you worry about it?
I didn't know, because see, I didn't understand what they meant by lay your head in the window. I thought, sure enough, God would lay his head in the window, and I didn't want to lay his head in the window. Not at all. And so I just wondered about how would he look if he lay his head in our window. But that's just thinking what they be saying. Yeah. In other words, I always have, I reckon, that's for me to do something. Anybody sing anything, I try to catch the meaning of it and the sound of it, and that's what it means. That's the best of it, too, I see now. It's the best of it. The meaning of the song and what the words mean and what it is.
Right.
And even if it's a blues, was catch the meaning of it and what it sounds like. So that's where I used to be. And I think about now how they used to sing. I started to sing last night, but I didn't wait. This song they used to sing about, out in the sunshine, out in the rain. You know, I thought about that, and I used to study about, you know, that they didn't have to be out there in the rain. They ought to come home, you know. But they were just, but they meant what they were doing, you see, because they did have to wait some time in the rain and in this and in the hot sun too. Mm-hmm. And so I used to say to myself, they ought not to be out there in the rain, because I was home. I was little. I didn't know.
Yes, you didn't know that they had to.
That's right. I didn't understand that. I used to study about. Oh, just such a different thing like that they'd be saying and about. And it just cut in my mind how they ought not to done it all. That's saying the words in the song. I just couldn't forget. That's all. So it just pounded me to remember the song. That's about the best thing I can remember, the song.
And you said a while ago that you wanted to spread these things. Would you talk
that's
about
right.
that?
Yeah, I do. And since the Lord has let me continue to remember it, and it's in my mind, I do want to spread it. So when I'm gone, I yet be alive. You see, you can yet hear me somewhere.
And did you ever teach children before you came here?
That's right. I teach children at home.
What did you teach them?
I teach them the same way, just play.
You
know,
you did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where would you teach them?
Out right in my yard and mm-hmm. know about it. And also I went to Tallulah Falls twice and taught some children up there. Mm-hmm. This about an hour or so, you know.
Yes.
That's about being up there with the white people, they having to go down to the school. And mm-hmm. That's a camp, and a girls' camp and a boys' camp they got down there.
And how do you feel about the camp here?
Well, I feel wonderful. This is about the best I know of. This is a wonderful thing. Then I think about you in it. You see, that's the point about it, that you have the same mind in you, I say, that is in me about children. I want to be with them, and I want to learn them things, and I want to see what's in them. You don't know what's in a child until you begin to get with them and try to learn him something, and then you can tell just what he would be and what he could be. And nobody, just the symphony intro, like myself on the island, I've been there a long time. I sing every third Sunday at Seattle. All right, we go there the same for the guests that they come from up in New York and other places. We sing for them. Well, those people just letting the guests just hear what the a few songs of the background. Mm-hmm. All right, now it don't go any further than there.
Mm-hmm.
And I often tell the people there, so we can go ahead on to churches and different places and sing for people and help churches. That was in my mind then.
That's right.
Of course, I know the thing to be spread more than just going to Seattle once
that's
a
right.
month. I said, look like they ain't going to take up nothing and worry about this. I either go down to their place down there to Alabama and sing down there sometime when they have a big party, when they have the big men's come from the north down there. Well, that's all we sing down there. Well, that's gone then. They give us them $3 or $4 one day. They're going to give us a big supper, big party. Then we gone from that another month, you see. And we counted up one time. It's about 3.5 cents a month, a year, you know. That's kind of, you know, from the distance that we go. So, but yet the thing is good. It's too good to just be thrown away. So anyway, I told a lot of them. I said we ought to do that. Yeah, we ought to, and that's all it is. Nobody together, nobody help. Uh-huh. And when Lord Mike came down there, and I was on the job working out in Calvin Grove, I didn't know who he was until they called me and told me there's a man here wanting to make some records. And so I said, all right, ain't thought about what's going to be to me or nothing, and wasn't worried about it. Just make my record and go. I went again. I said, all right. And so I come on home, and I didn't know him, nothing. I went out to say, we're going to rent the school. So it's rented the school that they're not using there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, and he had rented the school at least when I got there. And he was going around and getting different people, different ones that he had known years ago there, the old singers. He had been there before. But he had never met me. So when I went out there, I met his secretary, and I talked with her a little while. And so I didn't know what it was all about. A little later on, then he came. And then we all was talking. John was glad I was there. That's who I like for you to meet, those John Davis and Peter. And so they were glad I was there. We sit and talk. We'll push it over. It's a song. It's a saying and get dragged. I'll lift it up and make them go. And so that's why they liked me to be with them all the time. Also in the singing at the hotel. So they was glad I was there, not knowing nothing. So John told them what was going to happen. And then somebody came and he told us. So a little later on then, night, we asked him to go out to Needwood and get the other singer. We had shouters out in Needwood that do the most of the shouting. See, I sing so much that I can't sing and shout to you'll get out of wind so much and so much shouting. And so we had some out there to do a lot of shouting. This son, you got them. So they came. When they came in there, they talked a while. And one of the men says, I don't know about it. What are they going to do about the record? So then he told us that he was going to pay us for the records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now I'll pay you for the record now if you want to. He said, either I carry them and let them be sold and you get your, what's called, royalty on. So that's what you carry them on. Oh, some of them flew off. John said, Bessie, you going to last a year? John said, I used to. So I'm going to trust him. He said, if my record sang, I know it. And if it goes over the world, I know it, then I can stop it. He said, if you don't pay me. I said, sure. And the other one that flew off hot, this got mad and wouldn't do it. He said, well, they done already sang. You hear that Johnny Cuckoo, some of them voices is in that, on that record now. Mm-hmm. And the guy with me so bad, they hurt me. I didn't know what, I was sitting there by the piano. And they said, he said, well, so if y'all don't want me to turn it in, then let it, and then pay for them as they come out and be sold. He said, what will you charge me for the night? And there was 11 of them. And I declared, man, he said that he started saying something big and it hurt me so bad. John looked on me, said, what? He said, well, we don't stay nowhere less than $3. And that's great, good as a lie. Well, I had to shout. I said, what is that man? And know the man gonna leave him. $3 and 11. He said, all right then. And he now quiet enough to go out to 11 with the $3. He got the rest of the money from John. Now they're out of it, you see.
Yeah.
How complete, because he paid them all. And then now, every time I get a letter from Mr. Old Mac and I tell him about it, and show them the contracts I got on my other things and all. And well, what do you say about us? I said, you can't say nothing. Y'all got your pay. Can't say a word.
Well, now let's get to your grandparents. What were your grandparents' names?
Oh, Jet Sampson was my grandfather went to live 105, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jess Sampson. He's born and raised up here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Out from Williamsburg, where we made the picture at. And they have evidence of that. They found it. You know, he was a...
And he was a slave there.
And he was a slave there. Sold, married, sold, yes. Everything there. That's right.
And you told me that he told you something about the patrollers. Would you tell about that?
Yeah, about the patrollers. How that they used to go when they go out from plantation to plantation. If they didn't have a little pass, I call it a pass. It's a piece of paper. But the patroller would catch them, you know, and whip them and make them go home. He have dodged them many times. He said, you know, slipping about in the bushes to get back home from to keep the patroller from catching them. Which I guess that was the police. I don't know what it was.
That's right. Did he tell you the story about teaching, would you tell that story about teaching the slave to pray?
Oh, yeah. He told us that by his, that was his brother, how this man taught him to pray. He stayed beyond them on a big plantation up there, and so he had a good boss. He must have been bought from him, I guess. And he said this man wanted them to be very nice, and his slave. He just made up his mind that he would have the best slave. So he called Uncle Jerry to teach him his prayer. He told Uncle Jerry, says, now Jerry said, I want you to have some sense. I don't want you to be like the rest of these slaves around here. I want you to know your prayers. A lot of them don't know their prayers. So he says, but I want you to know it. I want to teach you some sense. He called in time. Well, I say called in time. So he say called in time. He's trying to get on his knees. So he got on his knees. But he never said it in time. The whole time he was telling them. He said, I want you to say your prayer. And he said, what I say? He said, our Father. Jerry said, your Father. He said, our Father. He said, look up and say, your Father. He said, well, Jerry said, say, our Father. I'm teaching you your prayer. I want you to learn. I want you to have some sense. Don't be like that. I want you to have sense like good people. I want you to know something. These children out here don't know their prayer. He said, our Father. He said, your Father. He said, why you say your Father? Why don't you say what I say? He said, well, it's your Father. He said, why you say that? Because it's our Father, we be brothers. And he said, yeah, we're not our brothers. So, if you're a brother, you wouldn't treat me like you did. He said, the man never did work, Jay, no more. Never did. So it's good to say I was trying to teach him since, and he taught me something in a way of speaking, you know. He never did tell it no more about his prayer. Part of them have often talked about that. They said the one that hadn't got a whooping, but he didn't. Just got away with him. He just didn't teach him no more. Yeah, part of them tell a lot of funny things happened. They said when they married him, him and mom married that day, that night, he said the night, so they had a big campfire, you know, and they baked them big old rabbits just like they does now in the States. And they have the rabbits on that thing to give them a wedding, you know, because on mom's side, she was there, was very nice and people, she said. And so, and Mom's mother was sick. My grandma, I call her Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she, her mother was sick. And they were and that's why they let Paul go over there and stay with them, because to take care of them, to take care of his wife, the girl they married, family, you see. And so they said they had a big campfire, and had the rabbits was, you know, cooking on the, roasting on the thing that they roast them on. And they made that big old broom. Because that's where all our marriage, see, the thing, but that was the way they could tell us about it, you know, and then they would stand sometime and see how they jumped over the broom, because Mom had got to be, she was 301, you know, at long in that time. She never did weigh less than 200 to my knowing, but she was tall, mm-hmm. big, high, strong, and tall, and they wore heavy undershirts winter and summer, mm-hmm. them thick undershirts all the time, they took care of themselves. And so they say how they got their lock hands, lock arm, and jump over that broom.
And that was the marriage.
That's the marriage ceremony. That's where that was uh-huh. marriage. See.
And when they were free, did they have another marriage?
They married in this law. Uh-huh. When they were free, they married right. They stayed together 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
70 years they were together. And so he said they never was parted, never separated. And as long as they ever stayed away from one another, when he go to the gin, you know, and carry cotton to the gin, and have to be in line so long, you know, and stay some time all night, sometimes be the next morning around 10, 11 o'clock sometime before you can get in. So that's the longest they ever stayed, except going to fishing like that. Mm-hmm. At night, they go fishing and fish all night. And my Uncle Albert, that was his brother, he too. He has a great history back there when I was little too about a bear. They called him Brother Bear until he died. They went to fishing once, and I remember that when I was very small, I remember. And Nina, I had the uncle, his name Nehemiah, they called Nina. he would go along with them. He was a young lad of a boy. And so they were down on this creek down out from Dawson called Tanyard Creek. At that time, it was a cane break down there, mm-hmm. you know, where animals, you know, mean animals stayed at. And so but the creek has a big curve, and they put the set hooks out, set out the hooks, you know, and go around sometime and pick up the set hook and come back and fish together, stand together. So this night, Uncle Albert went down around to pick up the set hook, and when he did, he said when he pulled it up, you know, he took it off this big old catfish, and he baited it back, and he threw it back. And when he went to raise up, somebody had him around his waist, you see. And so, and he just kept telling the Terminal Loose boy, it was dark and around there, didn't mm-hmm. have no light around there. The Terminal Loose boy, he thought it was Nina, because Nina uh-huh. loved to play with him. So Terminal Loose boy, Terminal Loose, Terminal Loose. And so, and then Uncle Willie was up there, they heard him. Nina was up there with him. He said, who you talking to, Jeff? So old Nina, he called him Nina. Old Nina here, hold me, this boy hurting me. And didn't know Nina was there, so they grabbed the torch and went around the curve, and this big bear had him. Great big old bear was holding and he didn't turn him loose. They brought him home. I see it in my own eye. They killed him, but they couldn't shoot him. Had to cut him loose. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Al was sick for a while in his ribs, you know. So he had his arm and all, you see. That's why it didn't give his ribs. So he couldn't have no venom. This is he went to raise up, so he just hugged him. Mm-hmm. He was a big one, too. And they cut him loose from him because they mm-hmm. couldn't shoot him. And so then they called Uncle Albert Brother Bear. after that, I'm calling Brother Bear. And that was really true. That was I guess around 8 years old. I know we had moved from Brownwood back down to Dawson. And Uncle Albert was home a good while. He said, child, that bear could have threw me in that creek. Many times he told me that. That bear could have threw me
you
there.
You were telling about jumping over the broomstick. What songs would they sing at a wedding like that?
But I don't know the real song that they would sing at a wedding like that, no more than the bridegroom song that they
would
sing.
Yeah, would you sing that now?
The bridegroom song. Yeah, I hope I can get it like more like it was yesterday. Don't you be like the foolish virgin when the bridegroom comes. Don't you be like the foolish virgin when the bridegroom comes. Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, when the bridegroom comes. Fire was wise and fire was foolish when the bridegroom come. Fire was wise and fire was foolish when the bridegroom come. Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, when the bridegroom come. Have your lamp trimmed and burning when the bridegroom come. Have your lamp trimmed and burning when the bridegroom come. Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, Zion, oh, Zion, when the bridegroom come.
That's wonderful.
And then I tell you about their song they sing when they have sacrament.
Yes.
Yeah, they have the sacrament when they have that. There. I guess all of them know that's drinking of the wine. They used to sing that.
Yes.
You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the one that they sing when they have sacrament. And then what's the other sacrament song? I can't remember. Oh yeah, come by here, my Lord. I hear them folks singing out there the night, but they didn't sing. They don't say come by here, my Lord. That's a sacrament song too. You know, we sing it now, and I sing a little of that. Come by here, my Lordy, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lordy, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody. mighty need you, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. We are waiting, Lord, I want you. Come by here. Waiting, Lord, I want you. Come by here. Yes, we are waiting, Lord, come by here now. Oh, Lord, come by here. I want you to come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. We are calling your name, good Lord. Come by here, calling your name, good Lord. Come by here, calling your name, good Lord. Come by here now, oh Lord, come by here.
Oh,
now we have that because we have washed feet in our church, you see. And we be, and you know, some washed, I mean, washed feet be saying that, and we know the same thing.
Yes,
in the
yes.
Too.
Well, we in the church my parents belonged to, they washed each other's
I
feet too.
Feet.
Yes,
we does too.
Yeah.
And so that's wonderful, you know. That's, you know, we'll be enjoying it, going from one to the other, wash feet.
They wash
same.
Each other's feet,
yes,
like the Savior
the,
did, and then
they
drink
right.
the wine.
Drink the sacrament.
Yes.
That's right.
And now, would you tell time. About Watch Night and then sing that song?
About Watch Night, that's old day. And Watch Night, they would start singing, well, many and many a song they sang before.
Yes.
This, but this main song, they sang just before day in the morning. That's old day. Y'all come, they be breaking then. They could,
that was New Year's.
New
when
Year's
New Year's
morning,
came.
That's
yes.
right. And they be breaking another year. In other words, this beginning is another baby's born, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just they rejoice in that way. But all through this night, they have different shouts. Shouts of, I know, you know, such as this song. And another thing, this one good one they have all the time is Goodbye and Farewell. They have that in there every time because, you see, we ain't going to be here long. Next year, it's going to carry his number, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it must carry his number. That song, too, the same that I ain't never sung.
Oh, I'd like
that
to hear that, too.
Yeah, every
Goodbye,
year.
Goodbye, Farewell.
Yeah, and every year, carry his number. That's old. So that comes to me right then. So I remember, Goodbye and Farewell. We often, you know, they sing that now. So it's older, but they sing it right on. It's Goodbye and Farewell. I ain't going to be here long. That's a shout, too.
Let's
you
hear
know,
that.
Get it. Oh, goodbye and farewell. I ain't gonna be here long. Build on goodbye and farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Members, goodbye and farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Members, goodbye and farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Oh, hell is deep and hell is wide. Ain't gonna be here long. Ain't got no bottom and neither no side. Ain't gonna be here long. Members, goodbye. They shaking hands and farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Sisters, goodbye. Farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. We got mothers gone and fathers too. Ain't gonna be here long. But Job declared our days are few. Ain't gonna be here long. Wanna tell you goodbye. Farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Everybody, goodbye. Farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Backbiters, goodbye. Farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. Underminders, goodbye. Farewell. Ain't gonna be here long. In that moment, it's a wonderful. That's a real good shout.
Yeah,
song.
That's
whoa,
wonderful.
They shout. You know, old sisters, them long dresses, and they just going, they just shaking hands, wondering all over the place. Now, I ain't going to be here long.
Uh-huh.
But truly, I mean, I'm going to divide from there and go to different plantations and go, and that year coming, somebody's going to show you born. And so that's what they're saying. That's wonderful. We still shout that now. We have a good time, and there are many more.
Now,
old day, y'all come day. That's when they be breaking in the morning. They all get together and getting ready to divide then.
Mm-hmm.
They know they got to go. Sometime my grandfather said they used to go out, leave and then go up and go wet in the morning. You know, right out from the places that they be singing sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Go right to work.
Going out and get the mule because you got to get away for sunrise. And then again, you got to stay out there until sundown, of course. And so they would get right out from the singing and going to work sometimes. And they sing the song. Oh, day, yana come day. Oh, day, oh, yana come day. Oh, day, yana come day. Day that broke into my soul. Yana come day. Oh, come on, day. Yana come day. Oh, come on, day. Yana come day. Oh, come on, day. Yana come day. Day that broke into my soul. Yana come day. It's a new year day. Yana come day. It's a new year day. Yana come day. It's a new year day. Yana come day. Day that broke into my soul. Yana come day. I heard him say. Yana come day. I heard him say. Yana come day. Heard him say. Yana come day. Day that broke into my soul. Yana come day. I was on my knees. Yana come day. Was on my knees. Yana come day. I was on my knees. Yana come day. Day that broke into my soul. Yana come day. Just come on day. Yana come day. Come on, D, yana come D. Come on, D, yana come D. D done broke into my soul, yana come D. Hmm. But they don't end it out slow. You know, they end it out short. Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, that's one.
Yeah, when they get up, you see when they get to singing it and get to shouting, it's just better. Get hot in it. Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to rock from side to side. You know that. I got the children doing one of that. You know that, no?
Which one is that?
I'm going to rock from side to side.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
I think that, I know. That come in that too, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, many of them shouts in that. Yeah, but they walk out, one walk out in the floor and they start in a shout. That's like I have the children to do. And they walk out and say, I'm going to sit in an amber chair. Going to rock from side to side. Going to rock from side to side until I die. You know what it means, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's rocking from side to side the way we're living, the way they were living. What's they ever be done while they're going to still stay in this humble chair? The humble chair means they're going to live on and tell the children how to live on, you know. And what's they ever to say, what they'll be done is take it, keep from getting hurt and beat up and killed, you see, and stay in the humble chair. And keep your mind humble. You keep your mind on while you be humble, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was it, is staying humble. Because that's what that meant by the humble chair.
Mm-hmm.
That song was brought
No matter
back.
What happens.
No matter what happens, you just stay humble. That's regardless of what happened. And so that's what that meant. And so they would do that to walk around and sing that song. And then they'd call different ones by their names, you know, and then come on in the humble chair. Then after they all get in the humble chair, then they shout it, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Let me just pull up my throat. I'm going to sit in the humble chair and rock from side to side. Going to rock from side to side until I die. My sister, get in the humble chair and rock from side to side. Yes, rock from side to side till I die. Yes, brothers, get in the humble chair. Let's rock from side to side. Oh, rock from side to side till I die. Then they sing, yes, I'm going to get in the humble chair and rock from side to side. Rock from side to side till I die. My brother get in the humble chair and rock from side to side. Rock from side to side till I die. You tell me about something pretty? And when they wheel around them, dresses wheel around together,
uh-huh.
And they just go, oh, it's pretty. You know what I'm saying? And we went and noticed cute in the way, you know, because the old causes, you know, and then they were wide hip skirts thing, and when they turn around and then rock from side to side, oh, it is pretty. I didn't think how beautiful it was. It really was pretty. And then they would do it, and they did bow at the same time, you know, they could catch it better than we ever would do it now, and it was really pretty. I was showing that the children got that, some of them got it on the program. It's really pretty. I thought of that too. That's they sing all of them through the nights. And this in the rain, I like that. I want to sing a little of that if you mind. If I can think of it. That's about yourself and how you will be regards to what happened. Regards to what happened, why if you make it in with Jesus, it will be grand. So that's what that song means. Regards to what how to treat you, if you make it in with Jesus, it will be grand. And see, I can get it up. Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? grand, oh, won't it be grand? Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, oh, won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? Yeah, oh, won't it be grand? Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Lord, when I get through tolling here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain, since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Oh, you may beat me and bang me too, but since I make it, I'll be all right. And since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Yes, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand, Lord? Won't it be grand? Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Yeah, when I get through tolling, yeah, out in the sunshine and out in the rain. Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Yes, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand, Lord? Won't it be grand? Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, won't it be grand? Yeah, you look at me with a finger of scorn. My God, see you, that's the show you're born. Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, oh, won't it be grand? Yeah, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? Since I know I got a seat in the kingdom, oh, won't it be grand? It's wonderful. I like that. If they would shake hands with that, they would shout with that too. This, I can't think of her name now. But anyhow, she used to say that and walk them down the aisle from one end of the church to the other, as back as in flower. I can't think of her name. She used to come out of her house from down to the low place, or wherever you stayed at. I can't think of her name. But she was, oh, Mr. William Toby's wife, Netta Toby. Man, that woman could go. She just walked in and then she threw both hands like that, and no, I could see her. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, want to be grand. Yeah, she's
now, what about the Rolling Under?
Rolling Under, that's the song of showing the people that, you know, how they was rolling under. You know, they was rolling under quite natural in every respect and in every walk of life at that time with most people. And they would, they made this song because they couldn't, they wanted them to know that they wasn't recognized enough to even drink out of their dipper and even drink out of their bucket from their, you know, from their water, because they mostly go to the spring and get their water. They didn't have wells in their yard. But they had to drink from a gourd. And that's why they sung that song about Rolling Under. Now, Rolling Under is a, they made a dance of it. It's really a dance, you know. And the children can make a good dance out of it and put music with
and
it.
And the slaves and had to drink out of gourds.
Yeah, they had to drink out of gourds. And they sang that song about it. But they didn't have the gourd for the white people, which was snow water. They just changed it that way, you see, and that so they would know that was what they meant in a way of speaking. I wouldn't know, but they were telling them that. They was pressed in their mind, satisfied, because they knew what they meant, mm-hmm. You see.
And so the white people didn't know.
That's right. They was pressed in their mind because they was pressed and satisfied because they knew what they meant. And so that's why they made that song about a regular rolling under. I don't know if I'm going to use it. It's regular rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Don't want no gold for snow water. Give me the gold. Drink water, don't want no good for snow water. You mean the good, drink water. I'm a regular rolling under. You mean the good, drink water. A regular rolling under. You mean the good, drink water. A regular rolling under. You mean the good, drink water. A regular rolling under. You mean the good, drink water. Don't want no good for snow water. You mean the good, drink water. Don't want no good for snow water. Give me the gold, drink water. Don't want no gold for snow water. Give me the gold, drink water. Don't want no gold for snow water. house in the night since I've been born. Give me the gold, drink water. Bull cock kicking off the milk cow's horn. Give me the gold, drink water. I'm a regular, regular rolling under. Give me the gold, drink water. Regular, regular rolling under. Give me the gold, drink water.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know that bull cock kicking off the milk cow's horn?
I know what a muley cow, yes.
Muley
cow doesn't have any horns.
A bull cow kicking off the milk cow horn.
Oh.
You see, that's what it is. See. Regardless of how you work and what you do, the strong man taken from you. See?
Oh, I didn't get that.
That's the bull cow kicking off the milk cow horn. Milk cow may give all that. That's the strongest they could be to do anything they wanted to. They give you everything they had and everything, but yet and still they took everything from them. That was the bull cow, he's over. See?
That
the white was over.
Yes,
see, the bull cow kicking off the milk cow's horn.
And
so that's what it meant.
I see?
They take everything, because that's how I heard and knew that word more time a little. You see? That's all right. And when they go get the little paid and have nothing but that's all right. The bull cow kicking off the milk cow's horn. You see? And that's what it meant. See? The bull cow taking everything. You're high up, you're the big bull, you're taking everything from us. See? Regardless of what we bring, you're bringing the milk and bringing the butter, but you're kicking off the horn. So you had nothing to hook with.
Were there any other sayings like that about the white people?
Well, a lot of sayings.
Like about when they went to the to have their cotton gin or anything like that, what would happen?
No, I haven't heard nothing about when they had the cotton gin, but I didn't know they'd take it from them. I know that. I know that much about it. They take everything they had from them. But that was, they got a lot of slang words. Sometimes I can think of it, you know, that they would news about these things. You know, like the big fish eating up the little ones and so on, you know, and like in the bull cow, king of the milk cow's horn, everything you can get, you see.
Mm.
And you may look it, but you never hook it, you know.
What does that mean?
You may look it, but you never hook it, you know. Such as money, such as good something to eat, or what? They tell one another, you know. They say, you know, I see those monsters. They have so much money. We ain't got seven monsters, and I'm back in my town. I see so much money. They had bills of money. Yeah, you may look it, but you never hook it. tell one another that a minute.
So now they still have these comparisons to them. Like, well, let me be your little dog, your big dog.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, let me be your little dog, then your big dog, coming on like that. And there's a whole lot of us, what you can think of and think, but they meant that. I've had one try to go in my mind about us. Yeah, this song they used to sing about I Found Jesus, you know, they would moan that, you know. And so it's years and years before I come up there. I used to worry about that song. I wonder where in the world they find him at, you know, because I was just thinking of the in my mind, where they find him at, mm-hmm. and how they were singing. So it's years come up, I guess around, you know, around 14, 15 year old. I began to go out, you know, from myself and the Lord, and I began to see it then that it's different in it. They truly thought, and Jesus knows that they are, you know, what they meant. It's a good thing he said, I know your thoughts are far off, and I know your heart, you know, I know your mind. He knows that what they meant. They meant him all the good. They wasn't against him. He said, he that is not against me is for me. And so that's why I know the Lord knows. He didn't take nothing bad about it. But he was never lost, you see. If they was lost, you see, we were lost, and he's the outside man. That's why he bone out doors, you know, so he could knock at the door to come in. I wonder about that thing a minute time. I look, where they find him at? Where they find him at? And so when I got up a long time before I understood it, they was like, I was down in the valley when I found Jesus. Was down in the valley when I found Jesus, down in the valley when I found Jesus. Jesus is my only friend. Yes, I told the world about it when I found Jesus. I told everyone about it when I found Jesus. I told everyone about it when I found Jesus. Jesus is my only friend. I like that Jesus moment of fame, but I didn't know where they found him at. So
now,
it was wonderful. I love that, though.
Let's get a work song in.
Oh, yeah, you want the work song.
Like Pay Me. Mm-hmm, is that a work song?
That's a rag song. Pay Me is a rag song. Uh-huh. And Rag to Leave is a rag song. And When I'm Gone is a rag song. Uh-huh. And, oh, yeah. Let's see. Maybe nothing to come in, but you heard that, because it's a, when I'm gone, they chant that they make a wake song out of, you know, about when I'm gone, to come no more. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You want him?
Yeah, let's hear that.
You saying something to you.
Let's
hear
When I'm gone.
Yeah, when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone on. When I'm gone to come no more, church, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my wall. You're gonna miss me by my tall. Church, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, dead and gone, and when I'm gone to come no more, church, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Be for Bible, the good old book, you find God's word everywhere you look. But people, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone on, oh, when I'm gone, dead and gone, church, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Right, leave it. Oh, do right, leave it. Right, leave it. Oh, boy, and she rang like a jaybird. Oh, I'm gonna build me a stone fan. Horse and buggy. Oh, horse and buggy. Horse and buggy. Oh, boy, and there's no one to drive him. Someday I'm gonna build me a stone fan. Sweet potato. Oh, sweet potato, the sweet potato, oh boy, and there's two in the fire. Oh, oh, I'm gonna build me a stone fence in the morning. Oh, soon in the morning, when I rise, I'm gonna sit by the fire. Oh, oh, I'm gonna build me a stone fence, Mississippi. Oh, do Mr. Sippin. Mr. Sippin, oh boy, and nowhere to go now. Oh, oh, I'm gonna build me a stone fence.
What does that stone fence mean?
A stone fence means someday that they're gonna put up a stone fence between the tribulation and trial. You see, they're having hard trials, and someday they'll put up a stone fence between them, you see. Ain't nothing between them and nothing. You do any way you want to. You can come to my house. You can take my children out if you want to. You can do anything you want. You call me for a day. And just do it like you treat, please. But someday it'll be a stone fence. See, God is the one to put the stone fence, you see. It's just and something between it, you see. It's tribulation and trials. Put up a stone fence between them. I can say no. I can go yonder work. I can work with you for one. I can work
and
with another for one.
What does the sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes are when they roast potatoes. They have to roast the potatoes in the ashes, you see. And others bake their potatoes in the stove and whatnot. But most of the colorful roast potatoes in the ashes, they are good. You just eat them. And then they are... That's what they meant. The sweet potatoes, the whole boy, and there's two in the fire. There's always half potatoes in the fire for them to, you know, put ashes over. They can go to work and come back to have sweet potatoes in the fire. And they really are good. I roast eggs, too. I don't know if you ever did it or not, but it's
now,
really good.
We don't have much time, but I'd like to get in some of the children's games. But would you do Juba here, and we'll move the
and I can do it sound.
Yeah, so...
I do some kind of sound. You do Juba for me, Darren? I mean your foot sound.
I don't know.
I pat the hand, and you do the sound with your foot. Yeah, you know. Come on, ain't ready yet. I'll show you. Yeah, you can do it too. All right. This is a Juba. I think it's already explained, but you remember Juba is just a song where can you hear? where the children, they made this song up because they get gibbles of food, and it's gibbles instead of juba, but they called it juba, but it's because that's where they used words in that time. But it meant gibbles of different things what they had. They didn't give them food like they, you know, like they eat all the time. Either they always wait till after they eat, quite naturally. And that saying is going on in many places here. And so, and they would give them their husk of the bread. So they sift the meal and get in the husk. Then they cook the bread and give them the crust of the bread. And they fry the meat and give them the skin. No doubt, how many times my mother had brought big old pans of ham skins home, not no ham on at all. But we was eating just the same. And so after all, is what I mean. That's what they meant in those days, way back. Is give you the skin. So this is the way it went. The children made a prayer. So juba, 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 juba this and juba that and juba kill a yellow cat and get up a double trap of juba. You sip with the meal, you give me the hug. You cook up the bread, you give me the crust. You fry the meat, you give me the skin. And that's why my mama the trouble began. And that's your juba, juba, juba up, juba down. Juba all around the town. Juba for mama, juba for papa, juba for your brother, Lord, and juba.
And I like the one of the shoe turkey.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah, just listen. You can shoot turkey. Yeah, that'll make the sound better on the floor. This is an old play that the children used to play when, and you know when the turkey when they didn't have no bread for them, well that's why they want the turkey to go away. And you understand it now. When it's 200, didn't have no bread left for them, the children made this play to shoot the turkey away. So that's why we said to shoot turkey. It's a little girl, little boy, yes ma'am. Did you feed my turkeys? Yes ma'am. Or did you get an egg? Yes ma'am. Or did you bring them home? Yes ma'am. Or did you cook in the bread? Yes, ma'am. Or did you save me mine? No, ma'am. Well, shoot, turkey to your feather beyond the shoe. Shoot, turkey to your feather beyond the shoe. Shoot, turkey to your feather beyond the shoe. Shoot, turkey. That's where it go. You see, we have a lot of them. You see some children be going that way, some this way, some that way, with their shoe in the Texas. It's really pretty, though. Crowds be going in big yards. They had large yards. Hard ground. Like
oh, that reminds me. Would you tell that story about the Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Oh, the chickens? Yeah. Yeah. And that's a story that you see them tell about the chickens. So that the turkeys, they are, you know, Thanksgiving time, the turkeys knew that their time is now. They're not going to be here long. A lot of turkeys go away from here on Thanksgiving. Christmas time, that's when most chickens die. You know, because they have most hens, and big old baked hens. And so that's what they used to have, and they have them now. And so, and this time, they said they watch the chickens and see the how they like it. So, nearby Thanksgiving time, the old rooster go out there and crack at the turkeys. Crow at him, you know, let him know his time ain't long enough. Thanksgiving coming! Around and look at him. They all get in the corner and look at him. Thanksgiving coming! Well, old master tell he get tired of it, you know, he ain't picking at him. Like, I know it! He get tired of it. I know it! So, along by Christmas time, then the chicken still crow at the hens, because they know a lot of hens gonna leave them. They ain't gonna have many hens then, because the hens gonna be taken off the yard, you know, and be killed. A few roosters, but you know, no matter how they're big roosters, see, they have them big hens, so they got to crow about themselves then, telling the hens that you know, it's gonna be a farewell. You know, that's sort of like to watch tonight. You know, they all mostly just they get together and they know what's coming up, so you get to cry around everybody. Christmas is coming! I'll take it, he's strutting. You don't care about that, they're strutting. It's like, woo, woo, woo. They're strutting around. You didn't care about it. Alright, so old rooster, he's still crying to the end. Christmas is coming! Well, so they get around the yard and holler, who the hell care? Who the hell care? Who the hell care? He didn't care anything about it because he didn't know that their time was alright. And they used to say that to them. I was thinking it was another story then, but I can't think of it now.
Oh, and now I think we have time for one more, and that is the story of Brer Rabbit and
Once upon a time, they said that Brother Rabbit and Brother Wolf was going to court to Brother Fox's house. My Brother Fox had some fine daughters, and very intelligent, which the Fox called to be an intelligent guy anyhow. And so he was this roguish, that's all. So this Rabbit, he liked the older daughter, and Brother Wolf had the best hope with the oldest daughter. But Rabbit, they go in, and you know how they called it, outset. They go in and try to outset one another, but they just couldn't do nothing with Brother Wolf, you see. She still would entertain him. So he just didn't know what to do. He was trying all he could to be nice and polite. And so he went to eating up Brother Wolf's potatoes out there. And Brother Fox potatoes, and he told Brother Fox. But Brother Fox asked him, said, Brother Rabbit, said, you know one thing? Said, somebody's eating up my potatoes. And I don't know who it is. I wish I could find out. So you find out who it is for me. I don't know what I do. Well, he knew right then that was his break with the daughter, you see. If he could just find out that, he'd break this guy's neck, you know, and then he had a break with the daughter. He said, well, I don't know that, but I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow. So the next day, sure enough, he been hopping up. Don't eat all he wanted. Told him, says, I found out who it is.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Said, well, I'll sure be glad. Who is it? No, tonight at the party, I'm making tell you to your face. That's who it is. I'm making tell you to your face. So anyhow, he did. Went on back to Brother Wolf. Brother Wolf said, the girls gonna have a party tonight, you know. Big dance. Said, let's get together and sing a new song. Said, I sing it, you bass it. You got a good bass, and you bass it. And all you got to do is just say, yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord, I am. That's all you got to do. That's all. Well, I'll be glad to. You know, he's a big shot over there, anyhow. So he says, all right. Say, well, what is this song? They went on down to the hill, and they began to practice. He says, I'm going to say this now. This is the man that stole my three potatoes. Yes, my Lord, I am. Yes, my Lord, I am. He had the big filler. You know, Rabbit had to get